D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
America is the freest nation on earth because of our Christian foundations.
Where the gospel of Christ is preached, there will be an unquenchable flame burning for liberty.
But there are those who want to tear down our nation and build it anew in their own image.
I think that we're in a kind of a time of political theater where some people pretend that borders are somehow bad or divisive. It's kind of silly. It's like saying, I'm not going to have walls on my house because I don't want to offend people who might want to wander into my kitchen.
We examine the controversy on borders and how radical leftists are using it as a wedge issue on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Few issues have been more contentious this past decade in America than that of immigration and borders. Christians have felt a tension on this issue between national security and compassion, and the far left has not been shy about claiming that open borders is the true Christian position. But is it? Or is the left using the Trojan horse of compassion to smuggle in an agenda that would undermine the very foundations of our freedom? Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb takes a closer look.
Open borders is such an important issue in our country because we are losing our national identity. A secure border meaning safe national identity. And a country without a national identity will completely deteriorate and fall apart.
The left often touts the issue of open borders as one of compassion. But what is the reality?
I traveled to the border with a delegation connected to the White House. And I went down with certain perceptions on what was going on, but I learned so much there. The first thing that I learned is that it is really evil that is driving this immigration. In that, by what I mean is that it's a smuggling, $1 billion smuggling ring that evildoers in Mexico and South America are profiting from, and that's what's driving the immigrants to come up. It's dollars. So we have evil smugglers who are utilizing the bad laws in the United States in order to profit. And of course, the political turmoil that has brought to our nation is really amazing.
Just how bad is the human smuggling south of the border?
So the smuggling that's going on at the border right now is simply that families will pay $5,000 or $8,000 in order to be transported to the border. That's what the cost is. Now, sometimes the smugglers get the money up front. Sometimes the smugglers say, give me a little bit right now, and then when you get in America, you send money to your family, and then the family will give us the money. And if your family doesn't give us the money, then they're going to be uncomfortable. And so there is a huge political issue here that has to be dealt with in terms of this illegal trafficking.
Sadly, like so many other things today, the issue of borders has been highly politicized, with rationality often trampled on in the process.
The idea of borders, I think most people with common sense, including most people on the left, until this president was elected, all understand the idea that borders are important, that protecting borders, having borders, is important. Everybody understands it. And I think that we're in a kind of a time of political theater where some people pretend that borders are somehow bad or divisive. It's kind of silly. It's like saying, I'm not going to have walls on my house because I don't want to offend people who might want to wander into my kitchen.
We are a nation of immigrants. My own family emigrated over here. part of my emigrated family, one of them was a president of the United States. I'm a descendant of a president of the United States who was an immigrant. And so I completely believe in immigration system, but it has to be legal. It has to be controlled. What we've got right now are catch and release, and if you just come over in the United States and you bring a child with you, you're allowed to come into the nation. And then you're allowed to live, and all you have to do is show up for your amnesty court case. And it's been shown that 94% of those people that come across the border don't show up for their amnesty case. And so they're just living illegally in the United States of America. So our immigration system, that is the result of both political parties over decades, has got to be fixed.
Inside this old warehouse in South Texas, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is keeping hundreds of immigrant children in cages created by metal fencing.
There is a common allegation that children at the border are being separated from their families and then put in cages.
We are creating a generation of children that will never forget what we did to them.
The reason why they're separating children from parents, children from parents, is because of sex trafficking. So what happens is the smugglers find a child, rent a child. You know, unfortunately, in some of the desperate situations in South America, children are sold, children are given away to these smugglers who just want to come across the border. And so they have this child with them, and we don't know if they're family or not. And so because of the problem, it's really a way to protect people. It's not a way to damage families. That was the intent of separating children from families, only temporarily, in order to determine that they are actually a family unit.
Indeed, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that 83% of the children in their custody, quote, arrived to the United States without a parent or guardian, end quote. But some people ask, aren't we supposed to show compassion to everyone?
I become weary of Christians saying, well, Jesus was an immigrant. You know, he and his parents, they went down into Egypt. Well, number one, we don't know that they broke any laws. And number two, they did go back, by the way. But the other thing that's important is that you can't take a story like that and then apply it to America's foreign policy and what policies we should have. Romans chapter 13 makes it clear that the government has the responsibility of bearing the sword. And the point that I like to make is that the symbol of the church is the cross, the symbol of the state is the sword. And we need to keep those two realms distinct.
I think that there is a view of the Democrats that it will give them a lot of new voters if they champion open borders. It's also a fallacy to say America's always been a country that had open arms, as if that means open borders. We do have open arms, but not open borders.
Well, open borders is national suicide. Polls show us that 170 million people in Latin America would like to come to the United States. I don't blame them. If I lived in one of those countries, I'd want to come here too. But we cannot absorb 170 million people. At some point, if you have open borders, enough people will have left from Latin America to come to America that America will become more like the country they left than the country they want to come to.
Yeah, if borders are what makes a country, just like walls and a roof are what make a home a home, borders are what make a country a country. And if you don't have borders, then you don't have a country.
What is the connection between girls losing in sports to males claiming to be female? Planned Parenthood's abortion crusade. And the drive to open America's borders? These tragedies are the result of an ongoing radical war. The new book, Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left, reveals the devious agenda behind the radical strategies that have exacted a huge toll on life and liberty. Discover how clever advocates for socialism, open borders, abortion, and gender confusion deceive and destroy in this richly documented and detailed exposé. Contact us today to receive your copy of Trojan Horses, an insight-packed guide to the schemes targeting your freedom and how to fight back.
We can only preserve our freedom by preserving the foundation on which it rests, which here in America is a constitution undergirded by a biblical worldview. But those who wish to bring what President Obama called fundamental change to America want to subvert this constitution and basically eliminate its freedoms. That's why we are seeing an all-out assault on the First Amendment right of free exercise of religion. Radical leftists argue that your religious freedom must be subservient to the fabricated and fashionable so-called rights to gender fluidity and same-sex marriage. Our freedom is at risk, and maintaining it will require vigilance and action. Dr. D. James Kennedy understood that well, as we see in this excerpt from his classic message, What Price Liberty?
What is the major theme of the Bible? What is it really mostly about? Well, there are those scholars who would maintain and defend the thesis, and no doubt there are some others who would disagree, but I think with some good cause and justification, that the major theme of the Bible is liberty. Just consider the Old Testament at great length and repeatedly refers to the deliverance of the people of God out of the tyrannous oppression of Egypt. And that is a milestone in the history of the Word of God. Or we come to the New Testament and Jesus stands in the synagogue at Nazareth and proclaims his mission, which includes the proclamation of deliverance to the captives. He has come to set the captives free, to preach deliverance to the captives. And we know that the great work of Christ is the work of redemption. And redemption comes from two Latin words that mean to buy back, to buy out of bondage, to restore from slavery. And that is precisely what Jesus Christ has done. He has restored his people from the slavery of sin. And the New Testament refers to the glorious liberty of the children of God. And we are to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And we are told that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, for those among you who are perceptive listeners, you will just note that in that brief overview, that cursory scanning of Holy Writ, that you saw a leaping back and forth from political liberty to spiritual liberty. And so it is down through history. One thing is absolutely incontrovertible, and that is that wherever people have received spiritual freedom and emancipation from the shackles of sin through Jesus Christ, there has followed, as irresistibly as the morning follows the night and as the sun rises on the horizon, a great surge, an impulse spreading among all of these people who have experienced this deliverance for political and civil liberty as well. One historian after another attests to the fact that wherever the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, with its amazing doctrines of grace that set the prisoner free, that break the shackles at Calvary, wherever that pure gospel has gone, there has come in its wake a great popular movement for freedom and liberty, and the shackles of despotism and tyranny have been thrown off, and people have become free. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Now, the words of the Old Testament and the words which are inscribed upon the Liberty Bell. Well, we need, I think, a few more Liberty Bells to be heard throughout the land today who will proclaim liberty before we find ourselves suffering from the loss of it. George Orwell, I'm sure most of you must have read 1984 or Animal Farm, two of his famous books. He was asked one time about the future. What was his vision or picture of the future? And his picture of the future is unforgettable. If you've ever heard it before, you certainly remember it. And if you've never heard it before, you'll never forget it. The future, he said, is a picture of a boot stomping on the face of a man forever. Liberty. How lightly we esteem it. When so many have shed their blood to provide it. Our fathers, said Lincoln, brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty. Now, he said, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether this nation or any nation so conceived can long endure. And after 4 years of brutal slaughter, when the rifles had been silenced and the thunderous cannon had grown still and the smoke had cleared from the valleys of Shenandoah and the plains of Gettysburg, and more than a million of the blue and gray lay in their blood in the American fields, liberty had been preserved, at least for a little while longer. But it is still always under threat, and daily that threat grows. We need men and women who have a love of liberty. And that love of liberty comes out of the hearts of those who have discovered liberty in Jesus Christ. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I would ask you today, have you been set free? Have the shackles been broken off from you at Calvary? Have you been set free in the Spirit by Christ? Have you become a new creature, a free man in Jesus Christ? Martin Luther used to refer to himself as Martin Eleutheros. And Eleutheros is the Greek word for free. Martin the free. Martin set free. Have you been set free by Jesus Christ? Free from the bondage of sin? Only Christ can do that. And if he has done that, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, dwells in your heart, and there is a burning flame for liberty. And where that flame is, where the gospel of Christ is preached, there will be an unquenchable flame burning for liberty. And I am confident that all of the oppressors and all of the tyrants and all of the world will not be able to finally stamp out that flame. We need men and women who have that kind of a love, burning passion for Christ and for the freedom that he can give to men, a freedom from sin and a freedom from tyranny and oppression, a willingness to pay the price, whatever that might be, eternal vigilance or even the cost of blood as it's cost so many. Are you an American? Are you a Christian? If so, there burns in your heart that same flame for liberty. God grant that once more it may burn brightly in this land, that the stomping boot may not be felt on the face of man.
In recent years, we've witnessed a strange phenomenon here in America. Extreme left-wing radicals wander about, decrying America as evil and oppressive, but at the same time want us to open our borders to millions who want to pour in to this apparently terrible place. If the left is right about America, why would anyone want to come here? And why is it our humane duty to allow them in? Well, this conundrum only makes sense when you understand the left's true goal, which is to tear down America and remake it as a Marxist socialist nation. They are committed to a form of revolution by which they are smuggling in a new socialist order through immigration policy, gender insanity, abortion, and so-called reproductive rights. With a major national election looming, one that will determine the future of our nation, you need to see how all these pieces of the puzzle fit together. And that's why we have published the brand new book, Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left. And we will send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to proclaim biblical truth and close the gap on our difficult funding shortfall. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. This book features chapters from me, Dr. Jerry Newcomb, and other leaders in our ministry uncovering the left's plot to destroy America as we know it, while smuggling in their agenda through a deceptively attractive package disguised as tolerance and freedom. You will not only want to read this exclusive book, but will want to share it with friends, family, and even your pastor as we approach the point of no return in America this November. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $100 or more, we will send you the book plus our new DVD special program, The Great Deception, Uncovering the Left's Strategy to Commandeer America. This DVD program features Mike Huckabee, former Planned Parenthood Clinic Director Abby Johnson, Dr. D. James Kennedy, and eye-opening reports investigating socialism, the abortion movement, and gender insanity, among others. These unique resources will help you connect the dots on the left's far-reaching agenda to remake America in the image of Karl Marx and Saul Alinsky. And we will also include a gospel-filled sermon booklet from Dr. D. James Kennedy detailing the basis for true freedom, called What's So Amazing About Grace. That's the just-published book, Trojan Horses, Exposing the Secret Schemes of the Left, plus the special DVD program, The Great Deception, and Dr. Kennedy's sermon booklet, What's So Amazing About Grace, as our thanks for your much-needed donation of $100 or more to help us continue sharing vital biblical truth during this pivotal time in the life of our nation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. America offers more freedom and opportunity than any nation on earth. So it's unsurprising that so many people from around the world would want to come here. The foundation of those freedoms is the world-changing precept articulated by the founders of our nation, that our rights come not from government, but instead are endowed by God. Government is given authority to protect and preserve our rights, but has no independent authority to grant them or to take them away. And these civil freedoms under God foreshadow an even deeper freedom. Jesus Christ said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The Apostle Paul said, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." Political freedom is a wonderful blessing, but it lasts only for a time. The freedom that Christ offers us is deeper and eternal, and is the root from which our political freedom is derived. In Christ, our true freedom is deliverance from the slavery of sin, and ultimately from death and judgment itself. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came into the world and lived a perfectly righteous life and died a cruel death on a cross for the sins of all who would believe in him. By his perfect sacrifice, Jesus purchased our redemption. By putting your faith in Christ, you have freedom from the bondage and penalty of sin, and you have the promise of everlasting life. If you have not yet done so, I urge you to answer the call of God that is stirring your heart right now. Turn from your sin and by faith embrace Jesus Christ. No matter where you are, you can do that in the quiet of your own heart right now. The scripture says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." If you have done that, I have a book I will send you at no cost or obligation to you. It's Dr. Kennedy's book for new believers to guide you in your relationship with Christ. It's called Beginning Again. Contact us to receive a copy today, and may God bless you as you do. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for Truths That Transform. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
The battle of the bathrooms, it's honestly common sense that there shouldn't be a man in the bathroom with me.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.